Hey, Katie?
Yeah?
That's gotta be frustrating because you said you went out on one of the greatest dates in your whole life. And now the dude's not calling you back. That's. I was just thinking about it. It's gotta be frustrating because clearly you had a very different experience.
Oh,
if you think about it.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why.
I mean, I don't know either. You sound cool, especially, you know, because you told us how you guys went out to a restaurant that was too expensive for him, and he actually told you that, and you still were like, let's get out of here and go someplace cheaper. Mm-hmm. That's very understanding. As a dude, I'd be like, oh, that's awesome. She doesn't care if I have money or whatever. I can just be myself.
Really good.
So I don't know why you're not getting a call back either, but I'm going to call him right now. You know, he didn't have enough money, so maybe he's just saving up money so he can take you on a better date next time, like Olive Garden.
wow.
Maybe take you to the gas station, buy you a Voss water. Maybe he's saving up for a Voss water. That's the fancy one in a glass bottle, you know?
Hey, you guys joke, but that's actually really romantic. If that was the case, I absolutely think that you should go to the gas station with him.
I would go to a gas station. I just want to see him again.
All right. Well, I'm going to call him right now and see if we can figure out why he's not getting back to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Gabriel?
This is Gabriel.
Gabriel, how are you, man? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Calling from where?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Any idea why a radio show's calling you, or do you get a lot of radio shows calling you?
No, I have no idea. Why are you guys calling me?
Okay. I'm calling you today because we got an email about you from somebody who listens to our show.
About me?
Yes. Her name is Katie.
Oh, okay. Weird.
Weird?
Do you know Katie? You remember Katie?
Yeah, we went on a date.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly why we're calling. We do a segment called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened.
Slow down for a second. Why isn't she calling me? Why doesn't she just ask me herself?
Well, because apparently she's tried to get a hold of you, but you won't text her back or call her back. So that's why she hasn't asked you herself, because you won't respond to her.
Yeah.
It's pretty good reason.
That's the problem.
It's the whole point behind what we're doing right now.
I get that, but she contacted a radio station?
Wait.
Yeah. I mean how else is she? I mean, she didn't have any other way to get a hold of you, and she wants to know what's going on.
So bizarre. Okay.
Do you like Katie?
She was nice. Yeah. She seems like a nice person.
But you know, she said that the date she went on with you is one of the best dates she's ever been on in her entire life.
That's sweet.
Yeah, no pressure or anything.
Yeah, and she can't think of any reason why you wouldn't want to go out with her again. Did she do something wrong on your date?
You know, she just has kind of a unique view on how life works, and I wasn't really my thing.
A unique view on how life works. Can you explain that a little bit more for us?
You know, it's kind of embarrassing. I don't know if I should.
Okay, embarrassing for her, you think?
It might be.
Okay, well, she's prepared to hear whatever you have to say. I mean, that's part of the deal when you do this with the show, is you know you might hear something you don't want to hear, so.
And how could her life view be embarrassing?
I don't know. It's her thing. It's not my thing. I don't know if it's embarrassing to her.
Hmm. Why don't you give it a shot and see?
We'll
yeah, we'll tell you. She just wants to know.
All right, well, look, she mentioned during the date that she's a virgin.
Oh.
But when she told me, I was shocked. I mean, I wasn't sure how to react.
Yeah.
Okay, so what, just too much pressure knowing that she's a virgin?
I think I should clarify exactly what she said.
Okay.
She said she was a reimagined virgin.
A reimagined
virgin?
Right. And I was confused, like, oh, so are you born again? Are you religious? And she said, no, it's not like that. It's just that after every hookup with a guy, I reimagine myself as a virgin.
What? Wait, so she's having sex on the regular, but just imagining herself as a virgin afterwards?
That is my understanding, yes.
So according to, like, a doctor, he would say that she is not a virgin, but she says that...
Look, you're talking to the wrong guy about this, but all I know is she said that she reimagines herself as a virgin and that she's waiting for the right guy. I thought, okay, so am I the next person to be with this reimagined virgin?
Hey, yeah. You could take somebody's imaginary virginity.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
I had never heard of it either.
You said you're not the right guy to ask about it, but I do know the woman that we should ask about it, and her name is Katie. Don't you think we should ask her?
Yeah, I mean, I've already talked to her about it, so if you're curious, I'm sure she would talk to you about it.
I'm very curious. And you know what? Why don't we just all talk to her about it right now, because she's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yep. Katie?
Yeah, hi.
Wait, she's on the other line?
Uh-huh. Yes. Katie, say hi to Gabriel.
Hi, Gabe. Hi.
Hey, Katie. Hi.
Gabe, I'm just a little surprised that you feel this way. I had no idea, and you didn't say anything during the date.
What am I supposed to say? You said you were a reimagined virgin. I didn't know what to say at the moment.
I just don't understand why you didn't ask me about it or say that it bothered you or that you thought it was weird. It's not. I could have explained to you everything about it. Like, it's not even just me. This is a movement.
So this reimagined virgin thing isn't something you came up with on your own, Katie?
No, of course not.
And is it just because, like, are you feeling guilty after you have, you know, like one night stands or something, and so you want to pretend like it didn't happen?
No, it's nothing about guilt or shame. It's just about feeling like the person you're with is, well, making actually your relationship with the person you're with in the moment special. Oh. And everything's new, you know, there's nothing, no past experiences kind of to compare to.
What?
This is way better than my other first.
But you
time.
Can't just like erase your past. Like it doesn't, like life doesn't work like that, right? Like you are obviously, when you get in bed with somebody else, not virgin-like if you've had a lot of experience. And that's not a bad thing.
Well, maybe that's the situation for you, but that's not how I feel because I'm a reimagined virgin.
So do you act all like scared and timid during it, or like what's the...
It's not really about acting scared and timid. It's just being with someone without feeling like you have to be a certain way, like remembering how your last partner liked to do things. You know what I mean? It's like discovering everything together sexually, right?
Okay, that's not a bad message. Weird label.
Yeah, weird label.
Yeah, maybe you guys are getting this, but I still am kind of at a loss. Like, I don't see how someone can go through and think that they're a reimagined virgin.
Yeah, Katie, why reimagine yourself as a virgin? Why not just go, I've been with 10 people, but now I'm with you?
Because I just said that when I do give myself to someone, I'm hoping that that person is going to be my forever person. And if they're not my forever person, then I can just wipe the slate clean and forget about them and reimagine myself a virgin again.
That is convenient virginity.
Wow.
Very convenient.
I mean, it sounds great.
Don't have to hold out or anything for that one.
See, that's what I mean. It's such a, that's a big responsibility. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, but Gabe, couldn't you just reimagine yourself as a virgin and then it's two reimagined virgins together?
What you're describing sounds like two people just doing a lot of drugs and not remembering anything.
It does, actually.
It actually does.
Well, and if she does that with me, it means that she wants to be with me forever, and I'm not ready to have that commitment yet.
Yeah.
No, it's actually the opposite. There's no responsibility, because like I just said, if it doesn't work out, I am able to just wipe that slate clean, you know?
Yeah. I do see the pluses, but it still sounds weird to me.
Okay, well, maybe it sounds weird to you because you've never tried it.
I haven't. I'm going to do that.
Yeah,
I'm going to reimagine myself a virgin right now, yeah.
You said there's no religious connection, no religious affiliations. Age doesn't matter. Anyone can do it.
Oh, done.
The number of people you've been with doesn't matter. Like, who cares the number, right?
Done. I'm a virgin.
Okay, you guys are laughing about this, but thousands of people are doing this, and it's not weird. At all.
Thousands?
You know,
who are the thousands? I've never heard this my
longer.
Entire life.
Well, Gabriel, would you like to learn more about reimagined virginity and go on a second date with Katie? We'll pay for it.
Katie, look, you are a nice person. I am not interested in another date.
Aw, come on.
The reimagined virgin thing is just too weird.
See, too weird, or Katie, you could look at it this way. He's respecting your reimagined virginity and doesn't want to take that from you.
Okay, I guess. Gabe, thank you for respecting my reimagined virginity.
You're welcome.
It's too bad, Gabriel, because I feel like Katie the Virgin could have taught you a thing or two.
Yeah.